Emma, it's a very cold afternoon in late November. The temperature was 2.5 degrees as I turned in. The snow on the ground. This is Roundhill Farm near Flash. How high up are we, Emma?
Roughly 1,800 feet above sea level.
And how big is your farm?
So the grass here is, we've got 45 acres, and then a farm, another 45 acres, which are rent down at Thorncliff.
Okay. And this is your farm that you bought?
Yeah, I brought this about 7 or 8 years ago now.
But there's no house, it's just land and buildings?
It's just, at the moment, it's land and buildings. The house is a work in progress.
Yeah. And I mean, at the moment it's sleeting down, so yep. The climate is pretty tough up here.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah, it's not like the lowland, as in Leek. It's completely different.
So what was it like yesterday?
So yesterday there was about 2 or 3 inches of snow in the morning, and then it just continued to snow, wind, bit of sleety rain.
But luckily today you've got the stock in.
Yeah, so we've got them in now, yeah.
You weren't working out on it too much.
No, no.
So you have to come up from Leek every day?
Yeah, twice a day I come up, morning and night, and then if something's for carving, I probably come more than that, every few hours.
And you've got other work as well. What else do you do?
So I work at a local vet's and also down at a cattle market.
Leek Auctions.
Yeah.
How many days do you do at the vet's?
So that ranges. So when it's busy, probably do 4 or 5 with weekends. And then the rest of the time, it's either at the market and then here.
How do you fit it all in?
I don't know. Just keep going.
Because you must be shattered sometimes.
I think I just enjoy it. I just enjoy being up here. I just enjoy being out.
I suppose you're young yet, aren't you?
I suppose, yeah. It'll come.
Yeah. So, what do you try and do up here now? How many animals have you got and what sort?
So there's roughly about 30 pedigree shorthorns.
Beef shorthorns.
Trying to breed heifers and bulls for the commercial man, really. One of the cows that I've got is one of her sons went to Stirling last month.
In the bull sale
and topped the market, topped the shorthorn sale at 12,000 guineas.
You had 12,000 guineas for a bull?
Somebody brought him off me as an embryo calf.
Took him up. What a shame.
But it's good for the
breed, isn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely, yeah.
So hopefully your next ones will be in demand.
Yeah.
And you've shown some, haven't you?
Yeah, shown last year, this year, quite a few years really. Last year we ventured a bit further out, went to the three counties, Great Yorkshire, and then the local shows. This year we've just stayed local because I've put a couple of cows on a flushing programme and flushed them this time. It's a bit of a security.
Have you been successful with your showing?
Yeah, very well. Touch wood, it continues. Got one cow last year, she won some interbreed championships against other breeds as well. I had a cow, the first time I went to the Yorkshire show, I took a cow and she was first in a class of 14.
And that's a big show, isn't it?
Yeah, so yeah, no, it's good. It's good, very good.
Now, up here in the South West Peak, you're in very exposed conditions. You think this is the right thing for you to be doing? To make money?
Now I'm into a native hardier breed. I hope it's very possible. Before I used to have some continentals, Limmy, Belgian Blues, and it just was no good up here for them at all. Whereas these, they're a lot harder.
And they look a picture, they really look super.
Thanks.
And you've got some nice silage you're feeding to them. Is that made up here?
Yeah, this is made up here. This is actually last year's silage we're still using.
So, you know, you're lucky enough to get some decent stuff.
Yeah, we silaged, I think it was October this year.
This year?
Yeah.
It's been a tough back end, hasn't it? Summer and back end, it's been really tough.
Yeah.
Have you got any sort of wildlife on the farm, or is it just commercial?
No, so we've got in the rushes, and there's a bit of a pond on the other field, we've got some black grouse.
Have you?
Them. Yeah, a couple of them. Not so many birds now, I don't know.
It's very exposed, isn't it? There's not much shelter up
here. No, we used to have a few. You get a few, like, I'd probably say March, April time.
You get waders?
Like waders.
Curlies and stuff?
Yeah, seen them, yeah.
So are you getting any environmental stewardship payments?
Not anymore. Okay. I came out of that. It wasn't working to what I wanted to do.
With Natural England?
So Natural England, yeah. At the time, there was about 100 ewes, and it was weather like this. And I give them some hay in the field, and they penalise me for it, so...
You couldn't make it work?
No, that was that.
Is it something you'd consider in the future?
I would consider it again, definitely.
I mean, what kind of things would you like to do?
I try and increase the wildflowers, because at the end of the day, I do like to see them. Some farmers may be totally against it. We have got one field that we used to shake hay in, but we haven't made hay here for about 5 years.
Because of the weather?
The weather's just not working with us at all. So there is some wildflowers still in the backfield left. It's just weather to try and improve that, I think.
You'll see how you go, really, won't you?
Yeah.
And see what schemes come up.
Yeah.
Could you sort of plant any trees or hedges or anything? Or is it too exposed?
We've tried trees and they don't grow. Hedges, no.
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 So, you know, you wouldn't get any extra shelter or anything for your stock because they wouldn't thrive?
No.
We are sort of getting into stone wall country, really, aren't we?
Well, we've started rebuilding some stone walls, so hopefully continue to do a bit of that every year.
Do you have any help on the farm?
Yeah, my brother. Brother helps all the time. Well, when he can, because he works full time as well. But yeah, no, he's a real help.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of stuff, you know, working with your amount of stock. You need help, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Just to handle stock.
Yeah. They're quite lucky, they're pretty quiet.
They are, they're lovely, aren't they? They're really lovely.
Can work with them. But yeah, no, my brother, he'll help when we clean out and silage in and general things.
What are your long-term aspirations, your ambitions?
I'd like to breed a bull or a heifer, a bull in particular, and take it up to Stirling, but obviously that's in a 4-year area, so that gets complicated, so it probably won't happen, and see what happens. I'd like to breed a champion in a sale at some point. That's my next sort of goal.
You're saying about your house is a work in progress. Would you like to build a house up here then?
Yeah, one day, when I've just adjusted to the weather.
So would you like to carry on up here, or would you like a farm in a kinder area?
When I brought it, it was somewhere to get me started, and then hopefully I could go again and buy something a little bit bigger. But obviously, I don't know if that will happen or not. It's quite a tough world, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, you've done well to get this far, compared to a lot of people your age. How old are you?
29. No.
Which, you know, you've achieved a lot compared to perhaps other people.
Yeah. I've been lucky enough, I think, well, not many people would want to come up here and farm up here.
No, that's true.
So I think that probably gave me a bit of an advantage, because it was a bit cheaper to just give us a starting block. I just thought it was better to buy somewhere than to plough all your money in renting. And at the end of the day, you haven't got that security to know if you've got it from 1 year to the next.
So in theory, like 15 years down the line, you would have a holding here, possibly that you could sell and move on if you got the opportunity?
Yeah.
So going back to the bad weather,
yep.
How do you cope with it if it's very, very bad?
So we had it bad a few years ago, where the snow was all over the gate, like as high as the gates, and we managed to park in a bit of a lay-by and walk, which obviously isn't ideal, but we got here. We also shut the doors. If there's enough stock in, it'll keep the water free, so the water doesn't freeze. And if we have to, there is a caravan that we could stay the night.
Just about.
Just about, if we needed to. But we're lucky that we've not had to use it yet.
Right, so that's the bad side. What's it like in summer when it's nice, that brief window?
The brief window, you still need your jumper, but...
But do you love it then?
Yeah, I do like it.
You walk up your top field and you can see for miles.
Yeah, you can see.
How far can you see?
You can see down into Liverpool Docks from the top field. It's a really nice view. Really nice.
But there's always a wind?
There's always a breeze. Always a breeze.
Can you hear the birds or what sort of birds?
You can lower down.
But not up here?
No.
Just pretty quiet. Mind you, the roads, there's a busy road quite close, isn't there?
Yeah, not as you can hear it all the time.
No.
But yeah, there is a busy road.
So it's nice for a brief period.
For a brief period.